Arriving, always arriving. Arriving in the body, in this moment, here. And this moment that's arising and passing like this. Impermanent. Fully inhabiting this moment, relaxing the body. Relaxing the body, fully inhabiting this moment. Resting, resting in this moment. Their whole body. Letting our heart rest, soften, relax, here. Every moment, a new arrival. A new opportunity for arriving, resting, cultivating. As we started on the first morning with a sense of goodwill, without attachment, but just kindness for this body. And I'd like to invite you, perhaps, a slightly different way in, but similar. As you have now primed your practice, primed your heart these days in so many ways, to imagine, to perhaps imagine, that there is a globe, a bright light, radiating bright light of metta, goodwill, in the center of your chest, center of your chest, heart center. And it's glowing, it's just glowing. It's there. There's the sense of goodwill, kindness, benevolence, metta. That's just there. You can imagine it as soft, gentle rays, like gentle rays of sunlight that you might have experienced on the land here at IRC. Gentle rays of sunlight beaming, beaming, beaming outward. From your heart center, and you don't have to push it out. It's not that effortful. It's not. All it takes is a recognition that it's here, and it's been here all along. It's always here. Sometimes we may not see it or be in touch with it, or sometimes we might be. It's here. It's our human birthright. It's here. It's always shining. And if you're visual, you can vision it and imagine it. If you're more visceral, maybe you can sense into a sense of goodwill or warmth radiating, radiating. Just radiating ever so gently. Ever so gently. Don't try too hard. And if the heart feels flat this morning, that's okay. No worries. Trust it's there already. And that through trusting, cultivating, leaning into our trust, our confidence, that we will perceive it more so. So these rays of metta, rays of metta, ever so gently radiating out of our heart center, radiating out. And as they're radiating from the center of our chest, the heart center is the center of the chest, not the heart on the left, but the heart center, more center, centralized. As it's radiating out on its own, again, not taking so much ownership of it, but it's there. It's there. We can support it and recognize it. And recognize that it, as it's radiating out, the first being that it touches is you. It's radiating outside of your own chest. It's permeating your own body with goodwill and good wishes. You can think of this metta as the reflection of universal metta, kindness, both your own as well as those of others, kind people in the world, kindness in the world. So it's a reflection in your heart. It's a reflecting mirror of goodness in the world, goodness of others, your benefactors, loved ones. Reflecting out, reflecting, touching you first. Radiating through your body, this body that's sitting here breathing. It's infusing every cell of your body. It's infusing your breath, your in-breath, your out-breath. Let yourself sit with ease. If the phrases are helpful to you, you can use them. If not, it's okay. You can just be sitting and relaxing with this radiating of metta. Allowing yourself to receive it, to infuse your heart, infuse your body, infuse your mind. With every breath. Make it your own. See how you can find your own way to make it your own. And I invite you to also experiment in this moment by turning up the corners of your lips into a smile. Just trying it out. See how it might impact your physiological state, your physiological state of your smile, of wearing a smile, how it might impact your state of mind and heart. It's an experiment. Just experiments, like the smile of the Buddha and all the iconography statues. There is a subtle smile he's wearing. Subtle smile. And now imagine that there is a curtain. There's a curtain all around. And we're going to open that velvety curtain to the front and let this light of metta radiate. Let it radiate out. Let it radiate. It's already radiating on its own. Touching us first and then radiating further. Just witnessing it. It's radiating forward and front. And it's touching all the beings. First, all the humans who are sitting in front of you here in this hall. Touching them with goodwill, with friendliness, with wishes of well-being. And again, if phrases are helpful, feel free to use them. And if not, just rest with radiating. Shining, shining out in front of you. Let it be joyful. This is a joyful practice. It's spreading joy, goodwill, friendliness. Yay, goodwill. The generosity of the heart. It's a happy-making practice. All the beings in front of you and beyond, further. All the beings extending, imagining all the beings, humans, all the animals, birds. Four-legged ones, horses, dogs, cats. And now opening in your mind's eye, opening this velvety curtain to your right hand side and letting the light shine to the right hand side. All the beings to your right, may they be well and happy. May they be safe. Happy. Healthy. And peaceful. Radiating towards the right side. Goodwill, friendliness. It's radiating on its own. Don't feel like you have to push it out. It's happening and you're enjoying its generosity, it's plenty. And now allowing yourself to see that the curtain, the velvety curtain, is opening towards the back. Radiating behind you, all the beings behind you, may they be well. And now the rest of the curtain to your left, also opened. All the beings to the left, sitting to your left. Walking on your left, beyond. Crawling on your left, hopping on your left. Resting, sitting, this beaming of metta all around, 360 degrees, and above too, above you, all the birds, everyone flying. All the planets above. Goodwill to all the worlds. And then underneath too. Metta radiated downwards to the depths. As it says in the Metta Sutta, below you, all the beings in the earth, the worms, ants, gophers, all the beings on the other side of the earth, this round planet of ours, and beyond, and beyond. Radiating goodwill, friendliness all around, letting it radiate. All beings everywhere. And know that this also includes, this all beings everywhere includes, of course, yourself. You are part of all beings. It includes your benefactor, your good friend, your lovable beings. It includes many, many neutral beings, many neutral beings you don't know, you don't have a history with. May they all be well. May all be well. It also includes beings you have challenges with, them too. All beings. All animals, fish, birds, everything that hops and crawls, all beings. Sometimes for some it helps to imagine some beings, some categories, as you beam all around. All beings who hop, may they be well. All beings who slither, may they be well. All around. All four-legged ones. All around. I'm bringing them to mind. And sometimes it's nicer just to keep it simple. See what works. Find your own way. Again, remember, this is a happy-making practice of sharing our goodwill, resting in the goodwill. It's not a grim duty. And if it feels heavy, see how you can make it more joyful for you. Find your own way. And it's okay to be creative. Maybe you imagine you're spreading flower petals. You have a bucket, a magic bucket that keeps refilling itself, so it's inexhaustible, it never runs out. Just spread flowers to everyone, or seeds. We're spreading gifts like a Santa Claus, just giving gifts to everybody, gifts of goodwill to everyone. May you be well. May you be well. May you too be well. And don't forget yourself. Or just simply radiate, sit in the radiating metta, keeping it simple. This way, this practice, metta is imbuing your heart, imbuing the space, imbuing your breath, imbuing your thoughts, imbuing everything, radiating, just imbuing. It's as if you've taken, another metaphor is as if you've taken a dropper of color with a drop of metta and dropped it into the space, into the water that you're swimming in, your heart, mind are swimming in. Let it permeate everything. And if thoughts are coming up, whatever thoughts might be, they too could be infused, met with metta, with kindness. No part left out. No part left out. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. May all of you be happy. May all of you be well. I love this category of all beings. It just naturally comes up. An image of the Sangha came up for me while I was practicing this morning. Ah, may all of you be happy and well, radiating. So for me, this practice is a calming, happy-making practice. And your mileage might vary. Of course, different things could come up and I can mention them. One thing I share with you is that sometimes at night, if having trouble falling asleep, this is one of the practices I do, radiating metta. May all beings be happy. It's like, ah, yes, sharing goodwill. It's like generosity. When you give a gift to someone, you become happy yourself. So when you're giving this gift of metta and goodwill to others, you become calm. You become settled and happy. And it's an uplifting practice. And also various things could happen. So a couple of things I wanted to mention. One is, it is possible if you're doing it, say, for a category comes to mind. May all the fish be happy. Oh, but the oceans are so polluted. Oh, poor fish, right? And then, oh, sadness, grief comes up, sorrow, suffering. And then your practice is becoming compassion for the fish, right? So you remember shape-shifting? So then it becomes not metta for the fish, but compassion. May you be free from the challenges. May you be free. It's okay. And then you realize that, oh, wow, I'm really upset. Then it becomes compassion for myself, right? Then you hold yourself. Okay, sweetie, may you be well. May you be free. May you be free from the sorrow. May you have ease in the midst of this pain for the oceans, for the fish. And then when there is a stability, then come back to radiating metta for all beings. So the invitation is for you to spend some time today exploring this. Some time. And also you're welcome, more than welcome, to stay with the self, stay with any of the categories that we've talked about so far. If there's unfinished business of the heart, forgiveness, see where your heart wants to go today as the last full day of practice. Yeah, it's precious. You've really built up to this point. You have so much momentum. Another thing I want to say about this practice of radiating today. So there are many different ways to do metta practice. As Diana said on the first day, that this is a creative practice. This is a creative practice, and teachers and practitioners, really, really, we invite you to use your creativity to find your own way to connect with it. There's a way to practice with phrases, and the phrases can help and support to sustain, to keep going, and engage the linguistic aspects of our minds. And also, sometimes it might happen when you're practicing with phrases, that sometimes phrases feel too heavy. There's so much momentum in the heart and in the connection with, say, yourself or lovable being or any other categories, that phrases are like, do I really have to say the phrases? It's just there. Metta is there. Goodwill is there. So phrases can drop on their own. Sometimes naturally, you might have experienced it already. When they drop on their own, great, fine. You don't have to say them. That naturally becomes radiating metta, which is this technique, which is a technique usually wordless. You just radiate it. You just sit in it. And then if radiating metta, it needs a little bit of support, it's okay to bring the phrases in. So it's just a lot of flexibility, a lot of permission to play around. Yes, makes sense? Yeah. And some people love radiating when they get the instructions like, wow, this is great, no phrases, woohoo. And some people are like, no, I kind of like the phrases. And some people are in the middle. So see what works for you. See what works for you. And there's so many different ways also to do radiating with the directions and north and south and northwest, east, west. There is like categories, you know, lots of different people born on Friday, Saturday. Anyway, they're just, you can drive up people, you know, right? There's so many ways you can make up categories, right? So just see what works. And one last thing. Sometimes it's nice to just radiate. And sometimes it's nice to think of categories, right? Of, oh, all the people on this retreat. Well, may they be well. It just makes it more tangible in a way similar to what I was saying yesterday in the Dharma talk with when you think of, oh, what vegetable this person might like, right? It brings more, it makes it more vivid. So sometimes the categories can help you connect with a group of beings. So all the beings that are four-legged, oh yeah, the kitties and the little chicks, chickens. I used to have chicks when I was growing up. Those were my pets. My heart always just grows thinking, just glows thinking of these little chicks, yellow, cute. Oh my goodness. Anyway, so feel free to use categories, any categories.